In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, the Feast of Christ the King was instituted for the whole Church in 1925 by Pope Pius the 11th. Between the two world wars, it was a clear priority of Pope to re-establish Christendom as the means of preserving peace. The New Testament speaks of the kingdom of God to signify the reign of God's love over individual persons. This kingdom is different from all earthly kingdoms because it's not political but spiritual rule over the minds and hearts of persons. Jesus says to Pilate that he is a king. He is a king because he is God Almighty. His kingdom is not of this world, because the origin of Jesus' authority is not earthly. However, Jesus' kingdom is present in the world now. So, not of this world, but for this world. Where is this kingdom now? It is within us, or in our midst, as Jesus says in the Gospel of St. Luke. Nowadays, secularism claims that the gospel of Jesus Christ cannot have any influence on the life of human beings who live in society. This denial promotes the absolute independence of humanity from God and has provoked the chaos we can see more and more every day. Against this terrible reality, the voice of the Church says there is no state or public organization which has the highest authority. On earth, every authority is delegated by God, and we'll have to give an account to God about its administration. God's law is above the law of society, and if it is necessary to choose, a Catholic should always choose divine law. In today's Gospel, dear faithful, we contemplate the great difference between Jesus and Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Pilate and the Jewish leaders are thinking in terms of an earthly king with political power and control of an army to enforce his will, someone like Caesar in Rome. Jesus flatly rejects the notion of being a earthly king, but he still claims to be a king of truth. He said, "Yes, I am a king. I was born for this. I came into the world to bear witness to the truth. All on the side of truth, listen to my voice." Jesus rules over the hearts of men by faith, hope, and charity. So Jesus is king on two levels. First, by his divinity, he is our creator and redeemer. Second, by his humanity, he saved us by his suffering and death on the cross. So first, by his birth, Second, because he conquered our souls, dying on the cross. Dear faithful, Jesus wants you and me and every human person to be a member of his kingdom. We enter it by believing in his word, by loving him, and by placing our hope in him. We must remember that Jesus is a different kind of king, that he is a king of hearts. He rules us through truth and love, not by force, intimidation, or enforcement. In his gospel, St. John links Jesus' kingship to his passion. The cross is Christ's royal throne. From the cross, Jesus stretches out his arms to draw all men to himself. And from the cross, he rules over them by his love. For him to reign over us, we must allow ourselves to be drawn to him and to be conquered by his love. The Mexican Jesuit martyr, Padre Pio, did what Jesus did. With his arms extended in the form of a cross, before being executed by a firing squad in 1927, he shouted out as loud as he could, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" Inspired by this, let us constantly pray, because he is my Creator and Redeemer, may he reign over my heart forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.